Happy to do it.
After a year and a half of denials, we get now kind of a partial admission and a negotiated suspension. What happened?
Well, I think Major League Baseball and their investigation of the Biogenesis Clinic in South Miami came up with a lot of information. Tony Bosch delivered what we don't know as of yet, but detailed information that I think left Ryan Braun and the Major League Baseball Players Association with little or no choice in taking this suspension without appeal. He accepts it, and it's 65 games for the remainder of this year, which will cost him somewhere in the vicinity of $3.5 million. So I think that Braun felt, and so did Major League Baseball, that there was no recourse for them on this front.
Do you think he still believes in his innocence, or now do we have the smoking gun?
No, I think this is an admission of guilt. And I think where baseball is concerned, this is what they wanted. It also compromises the ability of other players who may be named, you know, up to 20 players that were rumored to be part of Biogenesis investigation for Major League Baseball. It gives them little or no bargaining room on their end of it, because Braun just essentially gave Biogenesis and Tony Bosch credibility.
What does this do for Major League Baseball now? Is this a black eye, or does Major League Baseball get credit now for being proactive on PEDs?
I think the intent of Bud Selig in Major League Baseball was to show that they are the strongest arm in all of professional sports where drug testing and penalties are concerned, because at one point, not too long ago, they were the weakest. I don't think anybody can say that about baseball anymore. I think it's a temporary black eye with a long-term, very positive effect on baseball fans.
Wisconsin sports fans are very loyal and very forgiving, but what does this mean for the Milwaukee Brewers? Ryan Braun is the team's biggest star, the face of the franchise. Do the Brewers suffer long-term?
Well, that's a really good question, because by all accounts, Ryan Braun would be in the opening day starting lineup in 2014. And to hear and see how he will be welcomed back is going to be really interesting. It's going to have there's going to be a lot more water through the dam between now and then. And I do think that baseball fans, sports fans in general, are very forgiving of their hometown heroes. Braun is that. And I think where the Brewers are concerned, this year was lost. There are going to be some who in the coming days are going to look at this even now to say this worked out really well for the Brewers. They lose their best player in a season where all was lost anyway, and then he returns in 2014, and maybe so do the Brewers.
Mike Heller, thanks for being with us.
Happy to do it.